We are quickly approaching the end of the church year. This week, the church puts before us a reflection about the destiny of human beings. Next week, the church will put before us a reflection upon the destiny or the finality of all of creation. And then 2 weeks from today, the last Sunday of the church year, the Feast of Christ the King, the church will ask us to reflect on Jesus suffering, dying, rising in glory as Lord of the universe, and that all that is finds its meaning in Him. Today the reflection is on our destiny. What the church wants us to grapple with is the truth that we are eternal, that human beings are made for life, and that even though there are changes in the way we exist and live our lives are eternal. We talk about that truth in terms of the resurrection. And so often we think about the resurrection as an event or a thing yet to happen. And yet Jesus says in St. John's Gospel, I am the resurrection. That for us the resurrection is a person and not a thing. And that the fullness of life is found in that person. For you and for me, that life, that eternal life in union with God, began the moment of our baptism. And every single day, every single year, as we have lived that life, we live eternal life. For in baptism, we are drawn into, we are spliced into, we are plunged into the very mystery of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And in the sacrament of baptism, we become one with Christ. We put on Christ. And the very stuff of the spiritual life, the very stuff of the life of faith, is our growing more deeply into that life, into that eternal life, into that life which is resurrection, into the very person of Jesus Christ. That is not to say that relationship with Christ is full and perfected. It is in process. And clearly, that as we pass through the doors of physical death, we come to a fullness and completeness in that life with Jesus Christ. But it has begun. The resurrection is a reality that is already and still not complete. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is already, but still not complete. And so consequently, there is inside of human beings a restlessness and an urging toward that completion. You know, as people grow older, Perhaps as they experience more and more the degeneration of physical strength and physical abilities, as relationships end and so many of those who were part of their life have died, it is not uncommon for men and women to sense very deeply the completion of that life in Christ, to taste it, to feel it, to yearn for it, to desire it. There is almost built within us an engine that drives us toward that completion. A completion of a truth and a relationship that is already present and already alive. Every single time we come to the altar of the Lord, every single time we celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate that mystery of eternal life. We celebrate the suffering and the dying and the rising of Jesus. We celebrate Him who is the resurrection and the life. And we are more deeply drawn in and spliced into that mystery. Now, how different our lives would be if we saw ourselves consciously and saw all the events of our lives consciously, who saw all the relationships in our lives consciously in light of our living an eternal life. At that point, the events of today, as important as they may be, do not become central. For we know that there is a transitory quality about our lives. If we consciously saw life through those lenses, we just might live differently. For we would see a living God, active, and our union with that God as the defining of who we are. God is not an idea. God is not a theory. God is not a philosophy. God is not a metaphor or a simile. God is person. And the very definition of person is found in relationship. God's hunger to be united to you and to me far outstrips the hunger we have within ourselves to be united to God. We are called to believe in a living God. A generation ago, a wonderful teacher of religious studies died. He was an old man, and he had taught at this university for perhaps 50 years. His name was Gerald Sloyan. Jerry had outlived all of his family, all of his relatives. What was left was his students. That really was his family. And so when Jerry died, his students undertook the responsibility of arranging for and paying for his funeral and burial. After the funeral, after the burial, a group of students got together and decided that they needed to purchase a marker to mark Jerry's grave. And they needed to put something on that marker. And they talked for a while about what could you say about this man that would summarize his life. You don't have a lot of words to put on a marker. And when that marker was set in place, the simple words that were on that marker were his name and his birth and death date, and then this sentence. This man believed in a living God. Would that it could be said of all of us that the defining truth about us is that we believe in a living God. We turn to the Lord God in faith and we pray.
That those who enjoy the pleasures of life, as if there is no other life beyond this one, may set their hopes on the heavenly treasures, which alone give true and lasting happiness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all suffering and dying people may have faith in the risen Lord and find strength in the knowledge that God loves them in life and beyond death. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those persecuted for the Lord's name may stand firm in their hope and come to inherit eternal life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our relatives and friends, and for all who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for those who are sick, for Shirley Casillas, Vicky Mars, Nick Baker, and Scott Murphy, that the Lord might grant them healing and strength. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.